Blog Talk Radio.
This is a journey.
Rocking in four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. Hey, I got a special show for you tonight. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things, you know. I'm trying to get prepared here. For some reason, I was having a little difficulty. Getting on. It kept clicking off and clicking off and clicking off, and I've been calling for the last 10 minutes to get on, and I start panicking, you know. But again, as a coach, I can't panic. I just got to go with the show. Even if they don't want me on the show, I got to go with the show. So again, you're four quarters with Coach Lee. I'm hope I'm on. I hope things are rolling. I hope that you can hear me. And yes, I am on, so I can feel the vibe. So we're going to go ahead and start it off with our first commercial like we always do, and then we'll get on to the show. Adidas. You got Adidas, we got Adidas, we all should be rocking Adidas. Why? Because they are bagging you up. Are you bagging Adidas up? They want to know. So we got to make it known. Adidas, you know, I can't say official women's football apparel. I just can't say it yet because we ain't laid down the law. We haven't shown Adidas that we really want them to be down with us. So I can't say that yet, but we can get there. It's up to you. And, you know, our second sponsor is always Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. But I don't have that commercial here, so you guys just go with the flow with me on that one. I get it up by halftime. You know, we'll make it happen by halftime. So it's going to happen. But you know what? Let's talk about a few things. In the first quarter here. Oh, we got to kick it off, don't we? I'm up here about to start the game without even an official boop. And we're off. There's the ball. We're kicking it off. We want to go deep. And, yes, it is on. But Hey, just want to let you guys know that, you know, the Ning Board got the IWFL Tier 1 and Tier 2 championship game highlights. It's been probably, the Ning Board's been hot this weekend. Every time I'm on there, there's anywhere between 14 to 18 people on there, and I guess they're checking out the highlights, which is great, you know, because it's all about exposure. It's all about getting the game out there, and there's no way, no how, no reason why those highlights weren't out ASAP. I had one of my friends dig it up and put it on the board. She asked me, can she put it on the board? I said, yeah, that's what it's for. This is a promotional board. And like I said, there's no reason why that it shouldn't get up there, and hint, hint to the WFA. As soon as that championship game is over, some kind of highlight, some kind of reel got to be put up. Put it on the number one networking board, womenstacklefootball.ning.com. You know, that's where people want to see the games. So it's up, it's rolling. IWFL, big ups to the two tier one teams that made the championship game, which was DC Divas and the crowning champs, the KC Tribe. And then also we had the Montreal Blitz and the Wisconsin Warriors in the Tier 2. And it was some hard-hitting game out there, you know what I'm saying? It was hard-hitting. And that was my first time getting to see both the Warriors, the Blitz, and the Tribe, actually. So, again, from a fan's point of view, it looked like it was a great game. Some hard hitting, some great plays, close scores for at least a Tier 1, Tier 2, just a team that was just outmatched. So everything is looking good. Everything is looking great. You are four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. Sticking with topic number one in the first quarter here, you still got championship game. Hey, New Orleans, New Orleans, however you want to pronounce it, where are you going to be at this weekend? I plan on being in New Orleans this weekend. So, you know, I hope everybody have a safe trip, safe passage there, be it if you on a bicycle, a skateboard, a U-Go, a car, a push-and-go, a train, a plane, you know, a truck. It don't matter. You know, get out there and support. As you know, last week I was really disappointed in the fact that we got 5,000 women out there, and only 5% of those went to go see the championship games out in Austin, Texas, or actually Round Rock, Texas. And that's kind of disappointing because, again, you know, it hits upon these sponsors and all these other things. You know, I think every league out there, every team is doing the best that they can to make this known, make this a known fact that women play football. But if we don't support our own, then who will? You can't expect no sponsor to knock to the door and say, oh, yeah, we're going to give you guys 50 grand, and then 500 people show up for your ultimate championship game. That doesn't make sense, you know. You know, I cruise the chat boards all the time. There's a lot of players that are on there talking about, you know, this, and that, about the owners and the coaching staff and management. But you know what? You guys got to wake up, too, and you guys got to support other teams, and you got to see what it's all about, you know. It's a great thing going on down, you know, with these games. And I'm just looking at the chat board, and they want me to commentate the football game. You know, my voice would be hurting. I want to get there and yell. I'm there to study. I'm there to find out what it takes to get to the championship. You know, I came two games short, and I'm rooting for them Slam, only because they beat us. So I can always say that, well, the team that beat us won the championship. So that's my motivation. But I'll think about it, BJ. I will think about it. You know, I have no problem doing it. But, again, let me think about it. But, again, you know, championship fever is going on this week. This is the last game of the ultimate season of women's football. I know for a fact that my team, the Las Vegas Showgirls, we're going to end the season out in Salt Lake City, Utah, on August 29th. Coach Shane Andrews out in northern Utah is trying to build his team for 11s, but he's also building an indoor arena-style football league. He got over 200-and-something ladies who are interested in women's football, but they've never seen women play football. So we're going to go out there and do our thing and downsize to an 8 team and play American indoor football rules for August 29th. just to display and to show the ladies in Utah that there are teams and there are women out there that play football. So we're just adjusting to the rules. But that's how we're going to end our season. You know, we got a bad taste in our mouth. You know, you don't want to lose the season with a loss. But you know what? I would say 99.99% of the teams across the world, last game is a loss. So everybody got the bad taste in their mouth. But you know what? We're going to go out there and go have some fun and promote women's football. It doesn't matter if it's sixes, if it's eights, if it's 11s, or if it's 20s. It don't matter. We're going out there to do our thing, make it happen, have some fun, and get to where we got to get to. But you know, you are Four Quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio, Radio, Radio. Yeah. All righty. So, again, you know, that's first quarter. We're just talking about, you know, that support. We got to have that great support system. And it starts, you know, in your own backyard. It starts supporting the men's semi-pro football teams in your backyard. Support the men's pro teams, the college teams. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that we're going to be doing and we're going to be talking about here on Four Quarters with Coach Lee. And if you got any questions or concerns, or if you just want to drop a little science, you can always call in at 347-826-7278. Once again, that's 347-826-7278. And, yeah, we'll drop you in on a five-minute drive. But you know what? You know, we're gonna get to that five-minute drive one time in the season. Right now, we've been blowing people out here with Four Quarters with Coach Lee. So we haven't had to have that five-minute got-to-win-it drive, that John Elway take it 98 yards against Cleveland Brown type of drive, you know. We haven't had to do that yet. But, you know, we're going to get there because we're going to get more listeners on the show, and I want more participation, and we're going to get there. You know, the season's over with, so there ain't nowhere else to go for football but here with Four Quarters with Coach Lee. That's where it's at. That's where it be. So, you know, again, you know, that's how we're going to end quarter number one. I'm going to end it a little bit earlier because, again, it's just all about supporting not only your team but other teams, and that kind of leads me into quarter number two that I've been talking to a few owners about. So let's go ahead and slow it down for a minute. Let's jump into this commercial like we always do. Let's talk about who's supporting whom, who's doing what, and you know it's about Adidas. Why? Because Adidas is kicking it just for you. You know it's about them Adidas. What? Oh, yeah. See how we stopped that? On my Adidas. But you know what? Moving on to quarter number two. You know, we got to move quarter two. And it's about off-season preparation. It's about off-season promotions. It's about off-season things that need to be done from your inner team to your outer team to those out in the community, okay? I'm just going to throw it out there because, again, a lot of people are emailing me and asking me, Coach Lee, how do we do this? Coach Lee, how do we do that? You know, and I have no problems talking about the things that I do, the things that we do, and the things that can be done. You know, the first thing you have to do is meet up with your team. If you end your season with a banquet or a picnic or something like that, you know what, you got to reward the players for coming out and playing with you, for one. After that, you got to have the game plan ready to go. Football is 365 days a year. I've heard teams say, oh, coach, we don't get ready until January. We don't have tryouts until the end of January. Well, that's January is too doggone late. You're talking about 2.5-3 months before the season starts. You got 90 days to put together your budget, 90 days to put in your offense, 90 days to put in your defense and special teams. And in the 90 days, it can't be done. You got to take lead from those who play ball year-round, NFL, even colleges go year-round, even though they're kind of restricted in some cases. But it's year-round, you guys. Football is year-round. You don't have to play it, but you got to prepare year-round. So, you know, you end the season, be it a football game like what we're doing, be it a banquet, a picnic, the next thing you need to do is put out a little survey. You know, I've done it for the last 4 years. I put out a survey to my players where they get to actually critique and write down how they feel, truly feel, without putting their names on it. And it has questions regarding the coaching staff. Did you learn? Do you think it's fair for what we charge? Do you think that on the road games we have adequate facilities as far as hotel, travel, and stay? You know, find out what your team is talking about. That's how you clear the air. And then you address those issues the following year. So, again, you need to have an end-of-the-year survey, get some things taken care of, getting written down, talk to your board, talk to your staff, talk to your coaching staff, and seriously, let the players evaluate what took place. You know, if this coach was good, if this coach was bad, if this coach cursed too much, if this coach yelled too much, if this coach was too soft, or this coach didn't teach us nothing, you need to know that. In order for your product to get better, you need to know what's wrong with your product. We know, were the girls having fun? Did they feel they were being taught the game of football? All these things you got to take in consideration if you want to get better. If you don't, then you won't even worry about it. And if you're scared that they're going to write bad stuff and you're not going to put the survey out there, then you're in the wrong business. I look forward to seeing negative comments. I look forward to seeing things that need to be improved on because, again, if you want to run a top-notch, classy operation, then you need to know. You need to know these things. So, again, end it with that, okay? Secondly, you need to get out there and promote. What better time and what better way than to promote during football season? Since we play during the off season, the so-called spring season, you got fall ball. You got Pop Warner football. You have junior high school football. You have high school football. You have junior college football. You have college football. From Division 1, 2, 3, 4, or whatever. You got pro football for those who got pro teams. Now you got the UFL, United Football League. You might have a team there. I'm fortunate enough to have a team. I'm trying to become partners with that team. And I want to be, you know, out there. But the fact of the matter is, I'm going to all these types of games to promote the Las Vegas Showgirls. You need to be out there promoting whatever team you on. It doesn't hurt to take a flyer out there and have a big question on there. Do you know women play football? Do you know you have a team that's here in the city? And pass this out with the website information, with the phone number, with the contact people's information. Hey, if you want to be a good team, you got to go out there and spend some money. Now, am I talking about thousands of dollars? No. I know I have a printing company here that would print up 10,000 5x6. Is it 5x6 or 3x8s? Or man, I can't even think of the dimensions right now. But the bottom line is, if you cut a paper in half, basically, there we go. Is that 4x6? Yeah, 4x5.5, something like that. Because, you know, anyway. And it has double-sided information stuff. So if you got a list of things, you know, practices, tryouts, special events, you put them on one side. On the other side, it's all about the logo, it's all about the name, and it's about contact information. Some flyers I've seen out there just have too much information, and the words are so little you can't even read it. You got to have a magnifying glass or something. You know, you got to have some good quality promotional product. And you got to get out there to those Pop Warner football games. You got to go in your uniform as a team to those, you know, high school games. You know, there's young girls out there that will look out and say, wow, look at these women with these jerseys on. They don't look like our football high school team, but you know what? Let me inquire. You got parents that are there that are inquired. Hell, ask for a booth, an informational booth at these games, especially if it's a rival game, you know, especially if it's the school that you play at. Get involved with the school. They got a fan base already lined up just because they who they are. You want to tap into that fan base. Why not sit there and watch the game and root and toot for your team, the high school team you play for, and at the same time get these emails of these parents, get the emails of some of the students that might want to be involved. Do the same thing at the local junior college. You know, set up a booth on the college campus, especially those when they're 18 and over. Those are people you're recruiting anyway. You got to realize that not every girl out there is going to get a scholarship to play their sport. You still got women who are still competitive even after high school. They just wasn't good enough in their particular sport, be it baseball, volleyball, or not baseball, softball, volleyball, track and field, basketball, soccer are the mains. Those are the main sports. But they go to junior college to go get an education, but guess what? They still are athletes. They still want to get out there and do some things, you know. So you got to get there and recruit. Why not go to the Division I college game? If I was in Michigan, I would be at the big house every weekend, tailgating, you know. I bought a $1,200 bread box, a Wonder Bread box that I use at my game, and I'm going to get it wrapped. You know, it's going to cost me about $5,000 to get it wrapped in my showgirl colors and with images of the showgirls. But we plan on being at UNLV on September 5th at their opening game. They're going to have about 35,000, 40,000 people at their game. But this big bread box is going to stand out in the crowd. I got a barbecue pit. I'm going to smoke and barbecue. And I'm going to give out our game day books. And we got about 14, 15 girls committed to go, and we're going to sit there. We're going to throw the ball. I got a flat-screen Vizio that I'm buying from Sam's Club or whatever one of these places. It's going to be a 42-inch, 50-inch screen, flat screen. Throw that on the side of that truck and just run my video of us playing our games. You've seen the highlight videos on Women's Tackle Football Group.neen.com. Imagine that with 40,000 people. Imagine that you got a table. Imagine you got this bread box truck painted in your team colors. Imagine you got 15 to 20 football players there, you know, having fun, cooking with their jerseys on. Again, it's all about image. It's all about perception. It's all about promoting. You got to get where people are at. And what better place than where people are already fans of football? They just don't know that women play the game. Am I right? You got to go to where people are at. So, again, you know, like I said, I'm trying to get hooked up with the UFL team. You know, actually, they just named their team. I think they're called the Las Vegas Locomotives or something like that. I didn't hear the radio quite right. It's either the Locomotives or the something dealing with the train. I don't know what that has to do with Vegas. But you know what? That's how they're promoting it. But trust me, I'm going to be sitting down with the marketing director. Trust me, I'm going to be at Sam Boy Stadium on Wednesday night, on Thursday night, on Friday night when they play their home games. I'm going to be there as the owner of my team. I'm going to be there as the marketing director of my team. I'm going to be there because I want fans to come to my games. I want fans to come see my women play. I want fans to see the showgirls play. But that's the attitude that each owner has to take at this point during the off season. You know, if that's not your forte, then you need to find somebody that's going to get out there and be your mouthpiece. I'm just fortunate enough that I got a big mouth, and it keeps on talking and talking and talking and talking, almost like the Duracell battery, the Energize Bunny. It's not Duracell. What is it? Energize. Something like that. See, I don't even know what commercial I'm talking about. I just be talking out the side of my neck. But the bottom line is I'm out there promoting. I'm out there putting us out there, and I got visuals. Because people don't believe women play football. I don't care if you go out there in your jersey and your helmet and your shoulder pads. They're going to be like, what's this, a prop? No. Check this video out. I hit play, and then with that 50-inch flat screen going, and they see these women playing, they're like, OMG. I didn't even know. But you know what? That's how it works. You know, I'm out in the casino. Matter of fact, I was out in the casino today. I took six senior citizens from a rural area to a casino just because they wanted a trip. So I went by and picked them up and took them in for 2 hours at a place called Casablanca out in Mesquite, Nevada. And I know it's off the subject, but what I'm getting at is there was an athletic woman who's the pit boss. For those who don't know about gambling, you got people who are the dealers, then you got people who watch the dealers, and then you got people who watch them people that watch the dealers. Well, the pit boss is like one of the main floor persons. And she looked about 23, 25 years of age, solid, 6'2", 240. And we just start talking. You know, I'm playing $2 blackjack, which is not me. I normally don't play $2 blackjack, but again, I'm not there to gamble. But we start talking, and she saw my shirt, because I'm always wearing something Las Vegas showgirl, no matter where I go. So I had my shirt on. And I asked her, I said, you know, you like you played some ball, some sports or something. She's like, yeah. Matter of fact, I was a shot putter for a Division I school at ASU. That's Arizona State University. And I played softball. But, you know, I had to drop out of school, had to get to work in, and, you know, I'm still competitive. I'm still competitive. And I'm like, guess what? You need to come out with me. And she's like, what are you talking about? I said, I'm the owner of a women's football team. She was like, get out of here. Do you know? She asked me for the web address right then and there. And I'm like, yeah, here it is, lvshowgirls.com. And she went straight to the computer in the middle of the pit and pulled it up. And next thing you know, I had 20 people in the pit, workers, co-workers, talking about she should come. You know, her name is Amy. She should come. She can play. Oh, she's athletic. Oh, man, she killed us on the softball field and this and this and that. And I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. I recruit my tailbone off because I want to make sure that we have the best athletes out there. And that's what you got to do. You got to be open about it. You got to be proud that you are part of a women's football team. Can't be shameful. You know, you're in the wrong business if you're trying to be shameful. If you play on a football team, you can't be shameful that you play football. You got to get out there and recruit. So what I'm getting at, yo, is the season ain't over. It's never over. You're always out there recruiting, okay? The next step is you need to set up some kind of meeting, ASAP. It ain't got to be a tryout. It can be just a meeting to set the tone for 2010. We are. Date's going to be, I think it's September 12th. Just throwing it out there. You know, Las Vegas Showgirls are going to do it on the 12th. And we're going to do a 10-week football 101 class, you know. We're going to go 10 weeks. So the first day, we're going to do the meeting. The next practice we're going to have, we're going to do all the timing and the 40s and the jumping and the bench pressing and, you know, footwork and all this other stuff. And that's just to get the tone set. And then after that, for 9 straight Saturdays, it's going to be about learning football on the field, off the field, watching film from last year, watching film from 2 years ago. If I can get the championship copy of the IWFL or the WFA, I'm going to show them because this is what it takes to be a champion. Are you as good or better than this team? We need to work towards this. This is our goal. And then at the end of 10 weeks, then we'd retest and see, show improvement. Because, again, I'm finding out, you know, in order for these ladies to get better, they got to show, they got to see that they're getting better. You just can't tell them. You got to show them. So if somebody runs a 5.40, and then they come back 10 weeks later and run a 5.3, they're showing big improvement. And I'm finding that out that, you know, again, I might be stereotypical, but women are here to play, but you got to show them. You got to show them that they're getting better. You got to show them how to block. You got to show them how to run the ball. You got to show them how to catch. So, again, put your charts together and have your player personnel, your coaches, whatever. Get this organized. You ain't got to do it. But your coaches should. They should have an improvement chart. They should have an individual workout chart. You know, line up with Gold's Gym. Line up with Curves. Line up with 24-hour fitness. Work out a deal where you're going to sign up 30 to 40 players to get a discount and make them one of your official sponsors. They ain't got to give you cash, but if they can give you half price or even free, you know, in exchange for advertisement in your media guide, if you got a good media guide, and you know, I gave a good example on the women's tackle football group.ning.com. Again, set the standards. Set the standards. Make it happen. Do the work, you know. And then you got to promote football, and you got to promote the players getting better, you know, which leads me to, hey, women's football camp and conference, you know. What better place, what better way to learn from the best? And I'm not saying I'm the best, but I'm saying we're bringing in the best players. We're bringing in the best coaches. We're bringing in coaches outside of women's football that make that coach for a living, be it high school, be it college, be it junior college, be it even pro, be it arena football, be it NFL, be it UFL. You know, the fact is we're going to bring it to the table. But are you going to come to the table and eat is the question. You know, don't have me making this nice Thanksgiving meal, you know, with the turkey and the dressing and all the sides and everything, and I'm working in the kitchen all hard, and all of a sudden you don't show up. That ain't right. You know, if I'm wasting my time, then let me know. Coach, you're wasting your time. We don't want all that. We just want to show up and play. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You'll never win in football by just showing up and play. I don't care how good you are. If you don't prepare, if you don't work out, if you don't get better and you don't improve, I don't care. You will not work. You will not win against a team that is together. And that's what the teams in championship is all about. Those are the best teams that have gotten together and got on the same page. They're not the best athletes. They're not the best team, and they're not the best individuals. But they were the right team that got together and made it a mission together to get it done, you know? And that's how it works sometimes. So, again, I'm just talking, but I'm letting you know preparation for 2010 starts today. It started the hour after you lost the game on how you finished up. Did you pay your bills? Did you take care of the necessities? Did you have security taken care of? Did you send a thank you letter to the high school that you used? Did you put a thank you note in the newspaper for, you know, running your ad or your article? Did you say thank you to all the people that covered you? Did you say thank you to the fans? Did you have a fan appreciation? Did you give them something? Again, that 1 hour after your game sets the tone for the next year. So, you know, again, set the tone. Get it right. Get it done. And make sure that you are all on the same page and that you are promoting football no matter what the promo is, no matter what football level it is. Have your name on something, business cards. You can go on Vista.com, I think, and get business cards, 250 business cards for like $7. Every player on the team can get a business card. And they don't have to have a position in the organization. It can be Dion Lee, quarterback, Las Vegas Showgirls, with our website on there. It ain't got to be their personal phone number. Be creative, you guys. Think outside the box. Think outside the box, you know. It got to get done. It has to be done. You got to make it happen. And with that, you know what time it is. It's halftime. Plus, I got to wet my whistle because I just be talking here. Just be getting it going, getting it done. So here we go. Let's see where we at, what we got going, and we'll move on to the next topic. But we got to get the commercial up here, right? Definitely that. You know, got too many things, too many screens opened up. Too many screens, but we're going to get it. Here we go. My Adidas, because Adidas is supporting you. Are you supporting Adidas? You got to be supporting Adidas, because if we don't support it, then they're not going to support us. And by our second commercial, you know who it is. It's always Enterprise. Why? Because they pick you up.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car is here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business,
good luck.
Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
What'd I tell you? Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. So here we go. We just went into halftime. You know what I'm saying? We scored a couple of touchdowns. We got to make a couple of adjustments and everything. And now we're back in the game. Third quarter. You are four quarters. Did I say four quarters with Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio? Radio continues. You like that? Yeah, I do too. But anyway, I'm always going into my third quarter with the Ning board. That's Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com. Once again, that's Women's Tackle Football Group.Ning.com. I'm always talking about, hey, what is hot, what's happening, and what people are discussing. Like I said, this week has been a great week for the Ning board. Every time I jump on there, there's anywhere between 8 to 20 people on the board. I mean, we haven't gotten the chat room going. I'm always you know, saying hello in the chat room, but some people just haven't gotten the abilities or the know-how to jump in the chat. But, hey, actually, there's some people that's in the chat. But I wasn't on today. I was out, like I said, I was out with some seniors today, senior citizens, and having some fun at the casino with them. But anyway, let's see what the hot topic is here. Let me just go to the discussion board and hit hot topic, you know, the most popular topic as of right now. What's going on? What's happening? You know, we still got teams starting up in your backyard. That's probably one of the hottest topics going on. But we talked about that a little bit. And you know, I hit on that a little bit more just because it is a hot topic, meaning hot as in hot and hot as in people getting hot because people are starting up. But I'll go over a couple of those. And, again, I started up that topic because, again, here in Las Vegas, there's going to be another team here. They're called the Desert Heat. The Desert Heat, I don't know what their color schemes are as of yet, but I did get the information on what the name of the team. Yes, they were started by a few players from the Las Vegas Showgirls, which, hey, every man and every woman have the right to feel that they can do it better. That is no problem. But the bottom line for me is, you know, if you're going to separate, at least be in the same league so that we can play each other and battle it out on the field, because I don't want to be getting in no heated arguments about who the better team is and all this other wally-wally bull crap. You know what? Football is handled on the field. That's the bottom line. So I started up the discussion and to see what people, you know, felt. And let me see what I got here. Let's see. Where are we at? There we go. You know, Coach Bill has been one of a few of the people that do a lot of discussion here on the board, and Coach Bill had to say some things about it. And he says you have to have confidence in the players that, as adults, that they are capable of making good decisions for themselves. Each player should be able to play for whomever they want, and having competing teams in close proximity is one way of keeping team owners honest. If they don't come through for the players or choose to be negative and petty about everything, then that hurts themselves and the team. It's a free world, a free market, keeps the product fresh and options open. You know, how can that be bad for the sport? And, you know, I have to agree with them. You know what? This world is based on free product. You know, it's a free market. If you got something and you can market it, hey, better than the next man or woman, then you would tend to get the money. You would make the money. It does keep coaches honest. It does keep management honest, because you don't want to be shady. And I know over the last 10 years of building women's football, no matter what league, there's been shady people out there. And it's been an issue of trusting people. And that's part of the slow growth of women's football, is the fact that we don't trust each other. You know, we don't trust that the other team is going to be there. We don't trust that we can work out as an adult. You know, here in Vegas, my team is going, the other team is probably going to be no more than 10, 15 minutes tops away from me. But you know what? It's a free world. I feel that I can serve better. I feel that I can promote better. I feel I can market better. So it's not a threat to me. It might be a challenge. And it's making me step my game up, because, you know, you get complacent when you're the only team in town. You ain't got to hold tryouts. Because, you know, you put the word out there and you're like, oh, we having tryouts, come on out. If you don't, oh well, if you do, you might make the team. No, it's all about recruiting now. It's about finding those athletes, because you want to win. If we're going to play each other on the field, I ain't going to get my butt whipped. No, that ain't happening. You know, but again, as adults, you know, we got to draw the line. You got to have the freedom to go play where you want. Now, I don't believe that, you know, a player should be practicing with both teams. I don't believe that a player should quit one team and be able to play for the other team just because they're not getting their way. You know, there got to be some restrictions to that, you know, similar to like the, say, college football. You know, if you transfer from one university to another university, you know, you got to sit out a year. You know, I feel once you sign on the dotted line, then you got to play for that team for that year. If you choose to not play and want to go elsewhere, then that's up to you for, you know, if you're going to move outside of the city limits, can't go over to the team. So, for instance, if I'm working here in Vegas and all of a sudden I get a better job in New York, or a player gets a better job in New York or Florida or whatever, I would release them. That's a life decision. It's not because they're mad at me as a coach or an owner. Yeah, they should go be able to play, the ability to play. But to play two teams in your city, you know, we ain't having that. You're not hustling me. You're not going to hustle the other team. Make your mind up who you're going to play for and make that commitment to that team. It's only fair for you, and it's only fair for the teams. You know, so, again, that's Coach Bill. Lynn Marie from the Mustangs. You know, she says she's been thinking about the post for a few days, and it seems many cons and very few pros exist. In talking with various teams, all situations have been bad. Cons, recruiting other team players, talking to sponsors, causing fights within the team. I have not heard of one situation that has been good. There are various reasons for why these teams start. Not enough playing time. Player doesn't think that they should have to come to practice. Bad leadership, personality conflict, etc. You know, some of the pros. And she mentioned that the only pro to her would be cheaper travel for one game per season. You know, again, you know, then she goes back to the cons. I've seen backyard situations tear apart a team, change total sponsors from $20,000 to $2,000. I can't believe that because there's not many sponsors. I mean, not many teams out there getting $20,000 in sponsors. I'm just being real because that's who I am. There's not many teams out there getting $20,000 worth of sponsors. You know, seen canceled venues not be available. They've seen venues go from $1,200 a game to $3,000 a game. They're playing the teams. You know, hey, I have not seen that. I just think that there's been some shady situations where teams separated and players got mad at owners and owners got mad at players, and they didn't want to talk about it. So instead of working together, see how I see it is, let's walk down the street. Let's go to Pepsi. And I go by myself, and I tell Pepsi, Pepsi, hey, I want you guys to sponsor Las Vegas Showgirls. The first thing on how many people you have to the game. Oh, we average about 700 people. We're not going to give you much. Now, if it's me and this Desert Storm team or this Desert Heat, my bad, sorry about that, walk down to Pepsi together, hand in hand, and say, hey, Pepsi, why don't you sponsor us, women's football here in town? And they say, well, how many people you guys bring? Well, we bring 700. They bring 700. And instead of having only four home games that Pepsi would be at, you'll be at eight home games, and actually 10 home games, because – again, we'll be playing four home games, and that'll be their home game as well. Now you're bringing more people to the table. Now they're willing to listen to you. Not to say the 700 people, 1,400 people is enough, but at least you're bringing something to the table. So I don't think it will hurt sponsorships because most of us go out there and get mom-and-pop sponsorships anyway. You know, we go to the local realtor to give us $100. We go to the local supermarket to give us $500. We go to the local insurance company. We're not getting something that's citywide. We're not getting chain stores. We're not getting Vons and Ralph's and Albertsons to sponsor us. We're getting one local within a five-mile radius of the stadium, if that. So if this Las Vegas team comes in, they want to be in North Las Vegas, that's fine. Because, you know, you want to cater to your sponsors within a five-mile radius of your stadium anyway. Because that's where predominantly most of your fans are coming from, is five-mile radius of your stadium. They're not coming hundreds of miles and 50 miles to come see you play as of yet. Come on, be real, okay? But anyway, like I said, everybody has their opinion. This is my opinion. I get to express it because you're four-quarter Coach Lee, and I get to say these type of things. You have Iris. As a fan, I hope the issues and drama within women's football in KC goes away. It has been a great cheering and wonderful and having wonderful athletes on the field. I am excited to continue cheering them on next year. Clearly some personal issues aren't resolved between the Tribe and the Storm, but having seen both teams play, Tribe let their game speak for themselves. That's the bottom line. They were classy, whatever, whatever, and I hope that next year the Storm are able to keep their numbers up, injuries down, and really dedicate the time necessary and needed to really learn the game. Rickies can be a big part of the game, and then the players and off-season ladies, you got to work. You know, like I said, if you're not recruiting, if you don't have 35 or 40 women on your team, you ain't doing your job. I'm sorry. You know, there's more than 35 or 40 women out there that want to play football. You know, you can't start with 30, 35. Injuries are going to happen. People are going to quit because they're T-shirt football players. They're flag football players. They're not football players. So you need to go in starting your season with 50, 60 players, and you got to turn over the rocks. You got to turn over the boxes. You got to find these players. And that goes back into our first topic about promoting and setting it up. But again, you know, like, again, hot topic again is, can it exist? You know, you got people on here that are, you know, that are talking and saying that it can and it can't happen. More people are saying that it can't because they're not giving it a chance. They're not letting the organizations come together. When you break up a team, the reason why you broke up is because you're pissed off and you're mad. But, you know, am I mad about this team starting from my team? Yeah, I am. But I'm also smart. They're going to be here anyway, so why should I fight them? We'll do the fighting on the field. Am I going to help them? I'm going to help them as much as I can because their product is just as good as mine. It got to be up. We set the standard, and I hope they'll be able to make the standard. That's what it's all about. Does it cut down travel? Yes. So what? It's only one game. You know what? It's actually two games, one for you and one for them. But that's $3,000 saved. And everybody knows, as I always talk about, there ain't no millionaire owners of these women's football teams. You know, I can take off, if my budget was $20,000, now I can make it $17,000. I can charge $25 less per player to play on my team so that it's filtered down all the way down the line. So, again, this is a great topic, and we're going to talk about it probably throughout the season, all season, because guess what? There's teams popping up, and there's teams changing leagues, you know. Do I think you should have entitlement rights to, you know, as a team owner? Well, if you're not in good standings with the league can bring in any team they want. You know, I don't think you should limit how many teams are in a particular area. The men do it all the time. There's men semi-pro teams all the time. They still don't get together and promote. We have 11 semi-pro men football teams here. 10 play locally against each other, and one's in a national league, the Patti LaBelle League. And they're all separate entities. But they all average about 45 to 50 men per team. They play at one location for the one that's in 10 teams in one league. And they average about 400 or 500 people out there every weekend, even though it's free. But the fact is, if they just brought their resources together and got a real stadium instead of playing at the park, it could be a better product. And that's what I'm getting at. Having another team in your backyard creates a better product because you got to go out there and get the best players. You got to be better. You got to look better. You got to play better. And that's all about it. Okay? But again, I'm ranting and raving, getting over this thing. And I actually made a comment, but I couldn't even finish my topic because, again, I had to hit the road, Jack. You know, had to hit the road. We had Zach, who's representing the Memphis Belles, if I'm not mistaken. The real issue here isn't market share, available talent, or benefits of a free market system. The real issue is doing what's best for the sport of women's football in any given market. Yes, there are potential benefits to having a second team in your backyard, but these will only come about through mutual respect and cooperation. If both teams work together to support each other, then you can easily increase the market so that you can sustain both teams. Unfortunately, history has shown that the reality of having two teams in the same market is much closer to the situation than Nance described. Not saying that it's actual happen, but spreading rumors, creating divisions, recruiting players at the team's events, fighting for sponsors, and other negative activities show a total lack of integrity and damages the image of the sport. And then they say the same drama and capitalization drama that teams deal with internally is projected onto the entire sport, making us all look bad in business and life. There is a right way and a wrong way to do things. A new expansion team entering the market piggybacks off the work of the existing team and then talks about how the other team owners and coaches are unfulfilling their obligation is not the way it should be done, you know. And I got to go with the stereotypical, you know, as I always do. Women are just catty. I'm sorry. They're just catty. They get backish, you know. I know growing up, my best friend, we fought probably about 3 or 4 times. I'm talking about fist fight. Bam, 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 bam. We didn't talk for a day or two, but you know, we missed each other because we missed playing ball against each other. So we made up. Women don't do that. I'm sorry. You know, I can't speak for my wife. My wife have grudges against friends. It's been 20 years now. I'm like, can you get over it? You know, what is up with that, ladies? I mean, that's part of the problem is the cattiness. You know, I guess guys have a different view. You know, I really think that guys have a different view. Hey, we're going to go take care of business. I ain't got to like you. I ain't got to love you. But let's go take care of business. Let's make it right. And then we move on. Now, there are some guys that are catty as well, you know, and get backish as well. But, you know, that's what happens. But I think Zach got it right. We got to come with some professionalism. We got to come with some respect. And we got to have some morals when we're doing this thing. And I think taking the upper road is great, but you also got to come back down to the other road and be able to help guide that team, you know. For all the hateness I may have, I'm not going to guide the team wrong. I'm not going to set them up for failure, because if I set them up for failure, they're a business partner. I'm going to fail. So I think Zach is correct. Take care of the biz, Wiz. Take care of the business. And guess what, yo? We just went overtime in third quarter. I can't believe that. You know, we only talked about one topic off the Ning board, the hot board. But anyway, hey, you know what? I do the best that I can. You know, I give it 100%. You know, that's what we ask of our players, and that's what we ask of ourselves. You know, 100%. And like I said, four quarters with Coach Lee is all about 100%. I'm going to give it to you the way I give it to you, because it's the way that I know. Is it always right? No. Am I a genius? No. I just talk about what I know. If you can agree, you can disagree. You know, I'm not going to argue the fact. I'm just going to give you what I have, and if you like it, take it and run with it. If you don't, hey, throw it in the trash. You know, that's just how it works. So, you know what, let's give our sponsors their last just due before we move on into the fourth quarter.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
John, your car's here.
Go get him, Tiger.
When you're hitting the road for business, Enterprise will pick you up and get you on the road to success. Pick Enterprise. We'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they will pick you up. They will pick you up. That's what they say. They will pick you up. And that's what we want. We want to get picked up. We want sponsors. So get picked up. Pick Enterprise. Why? They will pick you up. Oh, yeah, you know it. It's my Adidas. Your Adidas. We Adidas. They Adidas. Hey, it's just Adidas. You know what? We get into that point, you know, and I'm always going to make mention and make room for the camping conference. And in the upcoming weeks, I definitely will have some guest speakers hit upon what they're going to be talking about to give you some insight on what's going on. I've got plenty of emails. People can't wait to sign up for the camping conference, and I've gotten, you know, when, where, and where can we sign up at? Hey, we're working on that website. The webmaster is putting it together as we speak. You know, we want to do it right. We want to do it, you know, to the point where it's all professional. But you'll be able to go to womensfootballcamp.com will be the actual website, womensfootballcamp.com. It is the first and only women's football camp and conference dedicated to women football players, football coaches, and football owners. You're going to hear me say it week in and week out, and you might get tired of it because, again, it was put on. It was some great information that you missed last year, and you just can't miss it this year. You just can't. So what I'm promoting it? I don't care. The fact is, it's some great information, and I guarantee you every team and every player will learn. I believe, you know, I can't do it, but I will put your fees on the line. If you paid and came and didn't learn something, you know, something new or a new way to do something, I can guarantee that you can get your money back if that's the case. I ain't going to do it, but I have 100% behind it because I have other partners in this thing. It ain't just me. But I know the things that we're doing to put this together and the conference and the speakers that we're bringing, they're going to rock it, you guys. You know, every question you need to have answered is going to be answered. We're talking about big wigs. We're talking about people who are on your ESPN is going to be here talking, you know, and telling you how to get it done and get it recognized so that you can see these highlights. But again, it comes back to us. If we're not prepared, how do you expect to see highlights of the games on ESPN or Fox or whatever your favorite sports station if you're not even videoing it yourself and even putting it up on your own website? You can't expect something that you don't even do already. But again, I'm going to have these people there to reiterate these things to you guys, you know, to show you how it's done. It takes persistence to get it done. You just can't turn in a press release and think it's going to get front page. No, you got to build relationships with these people. These people got to trust that you are a valuable source, that your product is good, because you're not going to embarrass them. You know, that's the whole thing. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. So, again, Camp and Conference, January 7th through the 10th, 2010, here in Las Vegas. Location is still being determined. I am working my darnest to work out the best possible deal for hotel stay, making sure that it will not cost no more than 10 minutes, no more than $200 for a room for the 4 days. Again, if you really want to be here, $200 for the room in Vegas is nothing. $200 is nothing. If you got four people, split the room up, $50 each. So what? You get two keys to get in. You know what? It don't matter. Four to a room. Stack it. When you register, just say two people are going to be in. And then when you go register, the two people get their keys, and you meet up in the lobby, and you go up the elevator, and it's four in the room. Do what you have to do. Do what you have to do, you know. Again, you got to make it work. You got to make it happen. You got to get better. And that's what we plan on doing. You know, some of the sites that we're talking about right now, I'm in negotiation with UNLV to host the whole conference and camp on campus. We'll be able to use the meeting rooms, the athletic department rooms, the football fields. You know, that comes from having connections. Me and the athletic director, associate athletic director, we played ball together at Long Beach State. And he's like, Flea, because that's what they call me. Hey, I didn't know that was you. I heard about Deion Lee, but I didn't know who Deion was. Everybody know me as Flea. So anyway, we've been talking, and he's going to make a decision tomorrow. We got the Rio Hotel that want to do it, Caesar's Palace, but that just costs too much. They want, you know, I think it's $300 a room. I'm like, nah, that ain't my clientele. You know, we got Suncoast. We got a lot of places, but I'm trying to make it affordable for each and every one of you guys. So make sure when the site goes up. Matter of fact, just go to the Ning board. Let a brother know if you're coming or not coming, because I need to make plans. You got to realize this is a major event. You know, are we going to sell 50 rooms? Are we going to do 100 rooms? The more rooms, the cheaper I can get them. You know, I'm getting rates at just 25 rooms right now. If I can slam 50 rooms, I can probably cut that down to $175 for the weekend. But again, that's what the Ning board is for. Let me know what you feel, what you know, what you're going to do. It can be a maybe. It can be a no. It can be yes. You got to help make it happen, folks. You got to make it easy. Woo! You got to make it so easy. But again, that conference is going to be January 7th through the 10th, 2010, here in Las Vegas. Yes, it's going to cost $150 to be a registered player, coach, and owner. It doesn't matter. Hey, you want to get better, it pays to get better. You know what I'm saying? It pays to get better. Got so much trouble on my mind, and I refuse to lose. That's why we're having the conference. You got to be with it. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be ready to play. We're going to be ready to learn. We're going to be ready. Trust me. 2010 is going to be the year that women's football get on the map. I'm doing everything that I can to make it on the map. Are you? But you know what? I got to get out of here. I got to get my grub on. I come straight into the office and get right on this show, starving like Marvin. But I'm going to go in there and cook me something to eat. And I'm going to think about all the things that we need to do to get better as women football players, coaches, and owners, and put forth this effort into this camping conference. So I hope you there. I hope to see you. And I am out of here. See you next Monday. And I should be crowning the next champ. Four quarters. Coach Lee. Here on Blog Talk Radio. Radio. Never question who I am. Because God knows. It's coming from the heart.